Now we have here in Psalm 79 a prayer, and this is not a prayer for you and me to make, I grant you that, but it is a particular prayer for God's people, the nation Israel, and in the day of trouble that is coming to them. Now we've had several prayers like this. It's a psalm of Asaph. We've been seeing his psalms now at great length. He was a great musician. Probably the writer of these, or the arranger of them, was, to all intents and purposes, an assistant to David. And how much David contributed to these psalms, I don't know, but I'm of the feeling that he did. He was contemporary with David. Now, will you notice this? It says, O God, the nations are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They've laid Jerusalem on heaps. The city that the false prophets had said could never be taken. The temple, they said, that could never be destroyed, was destroyed, and the city was taken, and the people were carried into captivity. And not only did that happen once, and not only did it happen twice, it happened many times, and this is something that caused these people to cry out to God. And again, you see the temple, the sanctuary, is the very center of this. For this corresponds, this section, to the book of Leviticus, and that's the book of worship around the tabernacle and later in the temple. And it's a cry to God, of course, for judgment to come. It says, the dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be food unto the fowls of the heavens, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. And this was a problem that confronted these people. Why has God permitted it? The false prophets had told them it wouldn't happen. Now, Jeremiah had told them later on. He told them it would happen, and it was going to happen. And they are crying out here. Of course, this is before Jeremiah's day, but it's still a question. I understand that a great many Jews have become atheists because of what happened to their people in the nation of Germany during Hitler's dictatorship. Well, it's difficult, of course, for them to understand it, and they'd have the same question the psalmist has here. But had they been faithful to God? Were they back in a proper relationship to Him? Had they accepted their Messiah? Were they turning to Him? And the answer, of course, is no. And God has judged His people and is judging them today. I think great judgment has come upon the church in His coming. I think great judgment has come upon the nations, that is, nations like our own. Already there is a judgment. And so there is this cry, verse 5, How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Aren't you going to let up on us? May I say to you, that was a cry that went out. And then there is this cry for a forgiveness. Listen to this, verse 8. O remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, we're in grave danger. Now, don't remember our former iniquities. Now, you remember God answered them on that. He said, your iniquities, I'll remember no more. But how will He be able to rub them out and forget them? Only through the death of Christ. Now, when that is rejected, whether it be Jew or Gentile, whether it be rich or poor, bond or free, male or female, black or white, or red or yellow, doesn't make any difference who you are. When you reject Jesus Christ, then there's judgment. You have to meet Him in judgment or redemption. There are no other ways of meeting Him except there. And that is the cry of these people. And listen to it. There's a plaintive note here. Verse 9, Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of Thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for Thy name's sake. Why should the nations say, Where is their God? They'd been making that boast. God was among them, and would deliver them. False prophets had said that. Now God has not delivered them, and they're subject of ridicule.